Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian markets overnight, while European equity markets are lower in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with US 10-year yields steady at 3.72%. The dollar is firmer versus most of the major crosses, although it is softer versus the yen. Oil is down, gold is softer, industrial metals are lower. The market's attention remains on US debt ceiling talks, as President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy met late on Monday to discuss the matter. While no deal was reached, McCarthy described the discussions as productive and better than previous meetings. The big sticking point has been the size of the proposed spending caps and the question about which areas of spending may be exempted. While Biden again called for closing tax loopholes for the wealthy, McCarthy reiterated GOP red lines that there be no defense spending cuts and no revenue-raising measures. In other news, markets continue to process the latest round of Fed speak, which continues to lean hawkish. The consensus remains for a June pause, but markets are now pricing in a higher chance of a 25 basis point rate hike, and the odds of a dovish pivot later in 2023 continue to fade. This dynamic has helped drive the recent surge in bond yields, with the policy-sensitive Treasury 2-year rate hitting its highest level since mid-March. Meanwhile, in European Central Bank speak, Spain's COS is the latest governing council member to warn that more tightening is needed and that rates may need to stay high. Villarroy sees rates reaching their peak in the next 3 months. While in Asia, there is some attention on upcoming central bank meetings, with the Reserve Bank of New Zealand seen hiking by 25 basis points on Wednesday. On the data front, flash PMIs for May will headline macro releases today. The services sector is still driving momentum in Europe, although there are signs that improvement in the supply chain may see a stabilization in manufacturing. In Asia overnight, Japan manufacturing PMI returned to growth for the first time in 7 months, while the services sector expanded at the fastest pace on record. Australian manufacturing is stuck in contraction, and South Korean consumer confidence rose to a one-year high amid a fall in inflation expectations. Due up on today's US economic calendar, Redbook chain store, manufacturing PMI, services PMI, new home sales, and crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Agilent Technologies, AutoZone, and Lowe's, and after the close, VF Corp and Intuit. In corporate news, Renaissance Re has agreed to acquire AIG's treaty reinsurance business for close to $3 billion. And according to media reports, activist investor TCS Capital has built a stake of more than 4% in Yelp and is urging the company to explore strategic alternatives including a sale, including asking the company to consider a merger with Angie. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday, as northern growth-exposed benchmarks underperformed those in the south. Traders took the opportunity to lock in some profits in Japan after the main benchmarks broke 33-year highs yesterday, while Hong Kong saw another steep slide to unstitch yesterday's rally. In regional news, mainland China Press noted expectations for loan prime rates to remain unchanged for an extended period, and Singapore inflation ticked higher in April, while core remained flat. European equity markets are lower in early trade. In European news, the IMF has revised its UK outlook, now expecting the UK to avoid a recession and maintain growth due to resilient demand amid a fall in energy prices. UK Chancellor Hunt will meet with supermarket chiefs and food manufacturers on Tuesday in a bid to encourage them to help curb price rises. And the latest Ipsos Mori poll of more than 29 countries shows a lack of confidence in the UK that inflation will come under control quickly. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.